ability.
So my name is Ayyappan and I'm working in CSR at the Institute. Since 1989, I'm working there. So from the beginning when we started the Ethi Institute, I am there. We are disseminating the technologies with the earth, basically local material, what is available everywhere. So we modernating with cement, 5% mixed and compressed with making bricks to construct the house. 1989 we started with Satprem and Sugasini Iyer and other people, visitor center. Then after we started a Vikas project and a Thibanam school, and then other small project in Auroville.
And what consists this project? You do not use steel, you just use bricks. How it is? Explain how is it.
So we are using minimized steel because the most expensive things concrete and cement and steel. So we minimum what we can.
Which is the percentage?
5% cement on the bricks and a little bit of plinth beam and roof ring beam. We are doing concrete. So very thin concrete. It's not a very big what they do in normally.
And what is the difference? You don't use columns, just the bricks. How do you do with the electric cables? Please explain all this.
For the columns, we don't use because the brick thicknesses we given for the load-bearing structure. You can do multi-story buildings on the same brick itself. You don't need actually to save the money. And for the electrical conduit, we can use, there is, you can produce the block at the shape, whatever you want for the, send the electrical, and you don't need to chip. Normally, the building, when they build in the outside of people, they chip the building after constructed.
And for the water, is the same?
Water line also, same plumbing or toilet or rain roof, rainwater from the same things you can do, harvesting from the roofs.
And the floor, do you use something different to do the floor?
Flooring, you could use a stabilized earth floor and or you can produce the block like as tiles, so that can be used for the flooring tiles. Mm-hmm. Or if they wanted a cement floor also could be used and give the some mixed with a little bit local earth, then you give the structure like a mud plaster. We always keep on natural things and we don't mix any chemical paint on sticking on the wall, better leave it as it is, the natural earth. If you need inside, you can do like a cement-based paint. So with a white cement also you can do, or if you need any other color, you mix a little bit of color oxide powders to get it color, whatever color you need. Or any cement-based paint, you can do it inside if you need. So better outside, keep it as it is like earth. So we reduce everything. This is a cost-effective technology. So that's why we do minimized everything.
And always in the F Institute projects, you do some water treatment, rainfall collection. What you do?
Yes, we are do wastewater treatment and harvesting rainwater, or you can do percolation system. These three things we do.
What kind of treatment do you do?
It's called wastewater treatment. It's or bubble reactor system. This is a toilet, kitchen, and bathroom. Every water can be reused. I mean, it's purified, so after you can use for the gardening purpose, not for anything else. So, or you can do rainwater harvesting from the roof, you can do percolation pit to recharge the groundwater. So, we take a bit, use the soil for the construction. That pit, we fill the sand and percolate the water there, so that groundwater recharge quickly. For the important work of that, which is the material, you can fill it, it's locally available material. Any soil can be modified, so anywhere you can do this soil with the buildings. This is what mostly I cannot do. No need to run for the materials like a concrete and other things. It's very expensive and the life is shorter compared to these bricks. So these bricks are 3 times stronger than the conventional bricks. much easier and more economic to use. At least you could save 20% from the conventional buildings, you can save the monies. If the well-known people can go, 30% can save. The beginner, at least I would advise 20% you can save. Here the other things, main things, you have to buy the machine. If somebody buying one buildings, he want to make and he buying machine, but it's not economic because the machine will be costing almost 1 lakh rupees. So if anybody large scale, they are like a contractor who continuously building, he could buy the machine, then he could produce the block to sell others, or he can do rent the machines. But one person, single person to build his house is not more economic because he has to buy a machine that is very expensive.
And you work with volunteers to do the bricks? How it works?
Yes, we invite a volunteer to help us. Also, they are mostly for this project. Many people came and they produce a lot of bricks. So the beginning we started with the volunteer people only to start this project. But nowadays it's reduced. Very few people are working right now on the site. There is 3 people on the site working voluntary. Right now we have a realization project. So right now they're given permission to build 5 apartments. So we're still producing the blocks.
And you have another project for the future after this one?
Yeah, after this we have to build more buildings. So there is 15 apartments we have to consider there.
And you were saying that you work in an educational site, huh? How it is, how you people come here, you go abroad?
Yes, sometimes, so according to our work schedule, myself or Satpram, we are going. Right now, Satpram went to Nepal to do one school buildings. And in August, I went to Himachal Pradesh. In Spiti Valley, I trained these village people to use these machines. So last year also I went, so next year I have to go there. And a lot of people are coming by internet and website. Every time, at least in 10 times in a year, they are coming here to learn. Lot of people are coming. Till now, I think more than 5,000 people we train.
And is it possible to buy only the bricks if someone wants to build a house?
Right now, it's not possible because we concentrating only to produce our own project to build the house. We don't have any extra bricks. If sometime we have some extra bricks, we could sell the bricks. So this is the good technique, what I feel myself when compared to other techniques. So this is much easier. You can feel your own mother earth, you can do it yourself. There is not enough awareness to do this thing. Only myself and Satpram are working very hard since long. But we need more people to help us also.
The conditions in which men live on Earth are the result of their state of consciousness. To seek to change these conditions without changing the consciousness is a vain chimera, for no human organization can change radically unless human consciousness itself changes. The Mother.
Sustainability.